I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. This Friday and Saturday nights, the IU Ballet Theater presents Ballets of Our Time in the Musical Arts Center. There are works by George Balanchine from 1946, a rarely performed piece from 1996 by Twyla Tharp, and there's a world premiere of a new creation by our guest, IU Department Chair Michael Vernon. Michael, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's nice to be here, George.
Now, one of the hallmarks of your work at IU has been really an active search for collaborations, and this concert certainly features them. For the George Balanchine, The Four Temperaments, you've enlisted the university orchestra led by a doctoral student, Andres Moran, to play the music of Paul Hindemith.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Tell us a little bit about how that collaboration's been working.
Well, we've worked with Andres before. He conducted us in the last four ballets, the Les Solfides, and the Après-midi d'un faune, Nijinsky's ballet. And I was really happy to be able to work with him again because he seems to have a real affinity with ballet, with dance, and a real wish to just collaborate with us.
Someone once described ballet conductors as having a wrist of velvet and an arm of iron.
That's a great analogy. I also think they've got to be dancers inside, even if they don't dance outside. They have to appreciate, you know, the art form.
Now, Twyla Tharp's Sweet Fields, the middle piece in the concert, is danced to music from 18th and 19th century hymns, and it's usually
Correct.
Done to tape. But here again, you've reached out, and Jacobs School of Music faculty member Stu Swaney will be leading the IU Symphonic Choir, and you'll actually have these stirring American pieces.
Oh, yeah, and it really sounds wonderful. The choir sounds angelic, and there are 55 of them. And you're right, this piece isn't seen very regularly with professional companies. I'm not sure why, because it has a great spirituality about it, yet it has Twyla Tharp's creative movement, you know, surprising beginnings, finishings, middles. I mean, it's really lovely work. And it mirrors the spirituality of these early American hymns really well.
Now, for the final piece on the concert, your premiere of your own Endless Night, you've reached in and out.
Right.
You've reached in to invite the Kuttner Quartet and pianist Florence Couvret-Dupuy to play the music of Philip Glass.
Correct.
And you've reached out to invite a lead dancer.
Absolutely. You know, I love this sort of collaboration. I think it's great for our department, our ballet department. I think it's great for the Jacobs School of Music. And it's wonderful for our dancers to have the ability to work with such a great dancer as Daniel Ulbricht, who is a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, and for whom I have choreographed a 7-minute solo where he is accompanied on stage by one of our junior dancers, Anya Hoover.
Uh-huh. We've been talking with the chair of the IU Ballet Department, Michael Vernon. Ballets of Our Time, with works of Balanchine, Tharp, and Vernon, plays Friday and Saturday in the Musical Arts Center at 8 o'clock. There's a talk at 7 before the show each evening. By the way, in addition to the collaborations we've mentioned, there's design by regular IU scenic artist C. David Higgins, and the lighting is by Patrick Miro. For WFIU Arts, I'm George Walker.